Daily Show, and I'm excited first to welcome my co-host, Paul Hollis, author of the Hollow Man series, owner of Hollow Man Publishing and American Made VA. Paul, how are you? I know you're excited about our guest. We're going to learn a lot about another background that Frank Fiore has.
Yep. We're always happy to have Frank with us. He is a multi-genre, multi-talented author, and amongst other things. So welcome, Frank.
Well, thank you very much. We're glad to.
So, Frank, we never talked about your day job before your retirement and where you really had your great success to live an amazing life now in Arizona, where you get to do what you love, which is write. You know, you've been writing for years, but ultimately you are a business owner and you had great success. So how did that all start? Were you working for other companies for years and then finally said, I'm going to do my own thing?
Well, no, in reality, I was, even in my young age, I was selling things, in school and stuff. You would sell whatever it was to raise money. But I realized I had a good salesmanship background. And as I moved along and grew older, I started looking at my entrepreneurial skills that I had. And I'm a risk taker. And so that helped being that. And I bounced around in different businesses. The first one that I had is, especially using getting into the computer industry, was CompuServe, way back when, that first their first form of the internet. And what I did is I created a business. They were looking for information providers. They called them IPs, in order to grow their CompuServe base. And I came up with this business idea called Lobby Letters of America. And what I would do is that I would get a request, maybe a two-line request from somebody to say, write me a lobby letter and on this particular subject. And since I have a vast background in lots of subjects, I was easy to write a one-page letter taking a certain position, pro or con, okay? And then I would type that up in a nice stationery, and I would put it in a lobby letters envelope along with a pre-stamped, pre-addressed envelope, and I just send it to the person that was buying it, and all they had to do was sign it, lick the envelope, and drop it in the mail. And that business didn't go too far, but didn't do very well. But the point is, it shows my creativity of this thing. So I bounced around in different businesses here and there, and until I found a mail order retail operation called CW Marketing, which we did retail selling computer hardware and software and mail order, and built that up to a $40 million a year business. And that's that would be my claim to fame, okay? And so that's how. And then from there, because of what I started writing at the same time, and I was made the online shopping guide for About.com at the time, and that got me into looking at online shopping, looking at starting online businesses, and I wrote an article about the future of AI. In an online shopping, you'll have an online shopping agent that will shop for you. And a startup company in California read that article and made me an offer to go work for them. They could create this AI that they were programming. So I went out there and I worked with them and with stock options and stuff, which was really good because we were eventually sold to a larger computer company during the dot-com boom. And when I got back, I decided, well, I'm going to throw myself into writing, completely into writing. And I don't do any kind of business at all. And so that's where I was for me from the year 2000 on out. I've been writing my nonfiction books, like How to Start an Online Business, which sold over 25,000 copies. And the second edition was a Tech TV's How to Start an Online Business. And that sold another 25,000 copies. So as far as non fiction books is well established there, but I decided that I wanted to get into my novels, which I've been poking at all throughout my life. But this time I actually sat down to it and to write all those books. And that's what I'm doing now.
You know, Frank, I'm thinking about, okay, you could pretty much retire at 2000. You must have a good buyout I know you're not going to tell us that buyout, but you almost had a good buyout if in 2000 you could just become a writer after that.
Oh, yeah, we did pretty well. That company was sold. My options were well done and was kind of sitting pretty. So that gave me the time to delve into all my different novels, all the different genres. I've always been interested in many different subjects. I guess you might define me as a man's search for meaning. And so I went through all the different all the different subject areas and all the different disciplines. And I was looking at the cutting edge of each one, figuring that's where the creative thinking is being done. And I did a lot of studies into those. And a lot of that I found out, that I learned, has gone into my novels. And so it was really worthwhile doing all that research.
So I'm starting to think about this. How did you have that entrepreneur mindset? What made you kind of say, hey, I'm going to step away and just write after that deal? You didn't feel like you want to start another business?
No, but I've always been writing on and off, hit and miss throughout my life. I started writing in grammar school. I wrote a short story called I Made History. And it was about a boy that donates his little tin truck to the metal drive, tin drive. And that little tin truck is melted down into a rifle. And eventually it shows how the rifle was used during the World War II. And then that's melted down into a cannon. And then it was a particular incident where maybe at the Philippines, the Battle of the Philippines, it was in that. And then eventually it was melted down and it became part of a B-29 bomber, which was the Enola Gay. And that's how he made history, about the drop of the first atomic bomb on Japan. So from that little short story, I went on to write attempts at different novels, nothing published or anything. And then also getting into nonfiction, writing political columns for local newspapers and what have you. And so that kept me going for a while too. But all during this thing, I wanted to write these stories, especially the first one, Cyberkill. And I thought Cyberkill would be really kind of neat. Yeah, and of course, it was 24 years ahead of its time.
I think you're going to end up having another big payout as Frank knows how to figure things out when he needs to figure them out. And that's the impressive part of you, Frank. I guess you love writing. You would rather write than run a business any day of the week, it sounds like.
Yeah, now definitely, because running a business, starting a business is very creative. It really is. You ask any entrepreneur that has done it. So you could create many different ways. And so I went from creating businesses to creating novels, to creating stories, telling stories. I love to tell stories. And that's what writing my novels are all about in many different genres, and that's which I enjoy.
I never thought, Frank, in a million years, I always liked doing the podcasting, and I was a tutor and teacher. I never thought in a million years, from my different wrestling days, I never thought that I'd enjoy entrepreneurship. But I love it, and I love creating businesses. I love being a CEO, and I love working 16 hours a day. There is a specific thing. I have this gene that wants to continue to just to drive through that CEO thing. And there's just a certain person that does that. You had a phase and you said, no, I'm going to move on to what I love the most. I always thought, hey, if I could get paid to just do this all the time, I would do it. I can't say that anymore. Yeah, I get bored.
But also, being an entrepreneur, it takes a certain amount of risk, and you got to have that kind of gene also, where you fail 10 times.
Hell yeah!
And make it work, and then because you keep doing it until you succeed. There's a lot of entrepreneurs, you can see them that they might be successful, but how many fails that they have before they done it because they just kept going?
It's been a 15 year journey for me, Frank, to where I'm right now at 51, and I'm ready to finally get to the level that I do with these new businesses that I'm working with, doing movie production now and all these different phases, but. It's always interesting learning the journey and why you don't have that entrepreneur itch. I think it is your risk aversion. You're a risk taker, but you're a conservative risk taker, not a, I'm going to throw everything against the wall and know if I'm going to be able to eat the next day type of risk taker. You, once you hit your hit, you've been enjoying writing. What makes writing so enjoyable for you, Frank? I mean, writing helped you land your that idea of a cyber shopping net thing that ended up getting you, making you a lot of money. But what makes it every day you want to wake up and write?
Well, to sit down and create a world, okay, and be able to manipulate that world and look at something very creatively. You know, come up with an idea that's different from somebody else's, and that you take possession of that, you take ownership of that. And I enjoy developing a theme, developing an idea, and it's almost like, you know, like giving birth, okay? Because this is a baby that you're nourishing, eventually give birth to. And I don't know, ask any writer, why did I write? You know, you want to sit in front of a window and write, or do you just sit there and stare out the window? I mean, writing is...
writing it is something...
It's seeing the next thing that comes along. I mean, I've got I got half a dozen story ideas that I've developed. I haven't even written yet. And yet I want
to. Right. And then that's exciting. And I have, and that's the same thing when I look to create for other people as business coach, as a, you know, idea guy. I understand. I've not written that first book yet. It will come time, but it's great to create something. And you create your own world from your writing. I create my own world from right here, the Media Giant world. I'm living my world when I want, how I want. And that is the ultimate dream in life, is to create your own world. Lots of authors create it through their writing. It was interesting. I've talked to so many writers, Frank, they talk about it. Writing gives them that space to be there in their own world, create their own vision. I interviewed this guy, How to Learn How to Write, and he was really an intriguing guy. But one thing I learned from the whole interview that shocked me was he said, basically, it's so much harder to write nonfiction than fiction. And a fiction writer, you do on a regular basis is so challenging. It's easy to write a book on how to make $1 million. It is not easy creating those characters and all those different things. And I think that's what intrigues you the most.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to have a plan. When I look at a book, novel idea, I say, what if, and then I develop the plot and the characters, that drive plot. Yeah. The secret of writing fiction is that you come up with an idea of what if, okay. Right. And then from there you create like a wireframe of the plot. I mean, very, very, it's very simple wireframe. Beginning, middle, and end. I never start writing until I have an ending and know where the story is going. Okay. I don't understand people that say I'm standing or staring in front of a blank piece of paper, or you got writer's block. I've never had writer's block. You know, because I know when I sit down to write a story, I know where it's been, where it's going, and where it's going to end. And I just keep in mind that, one, you got plot, characters drive plot, behavior of the characters, their behavior drives the plot. So as long as you keep those in mind, and another rule of thumb is make sure you have conflict, and not just in books. You'll see it in movies. You'll see it in any kind of creative endeavor, story maker. You got to have some sort of conflict in every chapter, because that's what makes the story interesting. And I don't mean conflict, fighting and stuff like that. It could be emotional conflict, it could be psychological, or it could be physical. But you got to have that. If you go to a movie, for instance, the movies, of course, are a perfect example. You go there and you're watching scene by scene, and every scene is going to have some sort of conflict, because that's what makes
100%
it interesting. Okay. And yeah.
Conflict, it's not fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
But telling a story, good versus evil, wrestling, whoever expect to win, and why do they win? So Frank, who's a writer, never wrote for professional wrestling. He needs to go watch it. It's the best soap opera in the world. Appreciate it, Frank. FrankFiore.com, entrepreneur turned writer, writing every different genre. Go to FrankFiore.com, pick up his books today. Appreciate it, Frank.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Art. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.